guys, it's Alexis and Samantha of A Double Dose, and we're back today with another episode for you guys. I'm sorry, again, we're a little delayed. As you guys may have seen, we were on a trip for work and slash a little bit of vacation this past week, so we were had every intention of doing one in Mexico when we were there, but we forgot the stuff to podcast with, so we're a little delayed this week, but we're happy to be back, and we hope you guys had a great last week and weekend. And we have a few fun topics to talk to you guys about today. And speaking of trips, we wanted to go into a little detail about what it's really like when we go on a trip for work, because I think a lot of people just automatically assume it is a vacation, which I'm glad that it looks that way because that's what we want it to appear. I mean, obviously it is a vacation. I don't want to make it seem like it's like a fraud, but we're there usually to promote a hotel or a city, depending on what we're doing, or a destination. And so in this case, I'll just talk about this trip. We were in Cancun, more specifically Riviera Maya, and we were promoting a hotel, which we absolutely loved, and we'll have a full blog post on it with a bunch of pictures and descriptions of everything in case you guys missed some of our snaps when we were there. But we were staying, like I said, in Riviera Maya at El Dorado Royale, which we loved. We had never stayed there before, or hadn't really been to Cancun or Riviera Maya, and we loved it. We had pretty much great weather, and it was a great trip. I mean, the whole experience was amazing. And we've stayed at some other hotels, which we loved too, but this one was just different, and we really liked it. But to kind of go into detail of like what happens when promoting a hotel and what does that mean. So basically, we work with PR firms or a hotel, and they have us come out and basically document our entire stay. I mean, obviously it's up to your discretion on what you agree with the hotel. And I'm sure you guys have seen other influencers do this, like where they're at a hotel. And I don't want you guys to think every time we're out of town we're doing that, but 90% of the time, if we're on a trip and we're Snapchatting a lot or putting stuff in our stories and constantly tagging the hotel, we're most likely promoting a hotel. And most of the time, it just means that we're getting this the stay in exchange for promoting all the stuff about their hotel. So we usually agree. It takes a lot of work to get to that point. It's not just like, oh, let me find a hotel that I like, that I really want to stay at, and let me just, like, go stay there. It takes a lot of background work and a lot of planning. So probably, like, 6 months at least ahead of time, we'll reach out to the hotels, or they'll reach out to us, and we'll agree on what we're going to be delivering to them. Like, for example, how many social shares a day, what we're gonna cover, what we're going to write about, what kind of posts are we going to share, stuff like that. And some are more specific than others. Some of the hotels have very specific things they want covered, things they want mentioned, and certain style of photography. And some are just like, post whatever, you know, whatever you think will work the best. And that's basically how it works. So that's like, we plan that at least six months ahead of time. And a lot of hotels, I mean, there's a lot of ones we want to stay at, but obviously a lot of them, sometimes they don't want influencers staying there. Sometimes they're all about influencers staying there. And like I said, it's sometimes us reaching out or them reaching out to us. And there's people that do a lot more travel. We do a little bit, but there's people that are solely travel bloggers, and that's like what they do for a living. So we do this just as like something fun on the side because we enjoy traveling. And I think that you guys really like to see it, because when we're out of town, especially this hotel and the ones you've been to, we've gotten so many DMs like where we're staying, or you want to know more about it, and you guys are ready to book the trip that second. So obviously social media works in that regard, because we're just there promoting it. We're obviously like more lifestyle bloggers, but it works because you guys get to see the behind the scenes of what we're doing the whole time we're there. And you get to see not just like the staged photos, you get to see like in real time how the resort looks, and you know, is as if you were there, which I like, because I look on TripAdvisor a lot, but you don't get the same. I mean, you can see the traveler photos, but you don't get to see a real time experience and like, you know, the scenery and all, and the food and all that. So that's kind of like how it works. But for example, we're there. I know a lot of people just like, well, they're on another vacation, and yeah, it looks like that, but, and we are, like, it's, trust me, it's a great place to be.
I have to say, we're in a really beautiful location. It's kind of like when people, I mean, it's a bad analogy, but it's like if you're in a really pretty space, but you're, like, working the whole time. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's really fun opportunities.
It's fun work, but
I don't think people realize until, like, if they, I mean, obviously, I, with all that being said, I'm so grateful for the opportunity. I don't want to sound like a spoiled brat. I'm very happy that I get these opportunities. But, like everything else, nothing comes for free. And as though it appears on social media, we want it to appear that way because we're advertising essentially for the hotel. So we want it to look really fun. We want it to look, I mean, it is. Obviously, we're not making it not, like, a, not a nice resort or anything like that. But it is. That is our job. So when you're seeing, like, it's like if you think about you're seeing a print media and advertise it for a hotel, the person in the picture looks so relaxed and so beautiful and so, like, it, you know, it looks awesome. But I'm sure when they were taking that photo, it was far from relaxing. It's kind of like that. We're just advertisers, basically. And so it's fun that we get to do that. But with that being said, I mean, nothing comes easy. And nothing is kind of what appears in the picture, which is why I like to show the stuff in my stories because I'm showing how pretty the resort is. But I feel like we should also start showing how much we're arguing when we're taking our picture. You're not sitting still on the beach tanning.
How many shots it takes to get the one you actually post.
And, you know, it's raining or whatever. Or you're running from meeting, like, whatever they have set up for us. And, like, they're fun opportunities, but we're not there to enjoy it. We're there to, like, show all of you guys what we're doing.
Yeah.
So it's still fun.
And it's like I say about Instagram, it's a highlight reel, so don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful place, it's great, but it's stressful to get there, it's stressful to get all the shots right, to make sure you're covering everything they want, and on top of it, we're still working while we're there, like, their life still goes on with, like, whatever we have going on, the contracts.
Like, for example, cutting you off.
The contracts are still going on behind the scenes, you know, whatever we're working on at that, with other brands at that time, so we have, you know, we're shooting stuff there in the hotel room at night, we're working at night, like, people are like, are you gonna come to this? Are you guys gonna come to this stuff at night, like the activities at night? And we're like, no, like we need to work on stuff. So I mean, we try to go to some stuff, you know, but at night we'd be up to like 11 or 12, or probably like closer to 12, working on stuff on our laptops and catching up on work because we're there. But it's I don't just shut the laptop for those 4 days. I mean, we're still working on my phone all the whole day, answering stuff, answering emails, and then we're still shooting stuff for brands there or working through contracts or emails on, you know, during the trip. So it still goes on, and that's what I'm saying. If you're on a true vacation, like, you wouldn't be working, your laptop would be shut, you wouldn't be doing that. But we're not complaining. I mean, it's a great experience. I don't take any of it for granted, but I just think some people have a misconception of what it really is. Like, oh, they're on another vacation, another, like, it must be nice. I'm like, yeah, it's nice, but I don't think people realize until they do it, like, what it entails. Like, for example, today we were shooting something with our mom, or Sam was, for Mother's Day, and you guys will probably see it soon. And, I mean, our mom is very photogenic, and she's very cute whenever, but she was sitting there posing with Sam, and she was like, this is so hard. Like, I'm tired of doing this. This is exhausting. I don't enjoy this. And I'm like, yeah, it's not easy. Like, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but you have to really have, you have to have the right mindset to do it. And you have to be the right personality to do it. I'm not saying like we're good at like posing, whatever, but I'm just saying, I think you get used to it. And I think it's just, I mean, sometimes it's a job at the end of the day. And sometimes it's not really like you're not in the mood to do it. So with that being said, that's kind of just to summarize like what really happens. And again, to say it for the millionth time, we're not saying we don't.
Yeah, because I know. I mean, it's terrible. I feel like I have to say it's honestly like something else. We had the post on.
Yeah, and if you haven't read our post on negativity, I think it's a good one to read. People are always gonna be negative. People are gonna say stuff about you. And in our case, I will. If you ever read it, if you stumbled upon the stuff that's been written about us, I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not true. And I mean, I sound like they wrote something horrible, but, like, it's just people will write, and it frustrates me because I want to sit there and correct them, but it's, at the end of the day, if you read the post of negativity, you know what I'm talking about, but it's just not worth it sometimes, and that's where I'm going to stop, but it's all kind of related, so.
Yeah, you just feel like you have to explain yourself, which you never should have to, but it's like, when you read something about yourself, or like, that's not true, or so I feel like in this day and age, I feel like I would always have to explain myself, even on social media, and my friends and my parents are like, you don't need to explain yourself. It's like, even there's a reason you feel that way or whatever. But so, yeah, I feel like we sound like a broken record, but we love what we do. But I think the point is, it's not everything is what it seems. The end result.
And then we're gonna talk about something else you guys probably have seen. Did see on our Instagrams. Before we left for our trip, we went to a conference, and some of you guys may have heard of it before. It was our first time attending, and it's called RS The Con, and it's a conference for reward style that's in Dallas, and it's basically a conference for bloggers and influencers. And it's like I said, it's in Dallas every year, and we went this year, well, to some of it, and I just kind of want to talk about it a little bit because I think a lot of people see, again, it's on social media. It's another one of those things that it's a highlight reel, and I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying I think it's, again, it's just interesting, you know, what, I mean, I remember seeing it before we were we weren't even bloggers yet, and it's, so for you guys who guys don't know, like I said, it's a conference, and they have brands there, brand meetings, and it's a place where you can meet up with brands that you've worked with or you haven't yet. You can meet influencers, like all the people that, you know, do the similar things that we do. It's a fun way to meet everybody that you've, like, kind of been seeing behind the screen. And then, and it takes place in Dallas, like a whole weekend. And to be honest, we were leaving for this Mexico trip, so we only went to some things. And if you guys haven't seen, we just got a puppy as well, so we'll talk about that in another podcast. But we had our hands kind of full, so we only went to a few events. But we want to talk about that because I know, like, I had seen it before, and I was wondering what it was. And I think that's, like I said, I think that's a great way to connect with brands and a great way to meet other influencers. And I think it's kind of like you get out what you put in, and I think also it's just something, it's not for everybody. Some people go, some people don't, some people like it, some people don't. And I think for us, we just kind of did, you know, what worked for us. I think, you know, we got to meet, it was really fun meeting other influencers that we hadn't met before. Just probably how you guys feel, and you meet other, like, meet bloggers that you've been following for a long time. It was cool to meet them, like, in person, and then obviously to meet with a brand. It's fun to meet with brands you've worked with before and, like, kind of put a face, because we usually communicate just with email, and so it's fun to meet them in person, but just, like, I'm like, oh, we love all your stuff, and it's, like, you finally get to connect with them. But, yeah, I think it's, you know, it's not for everybody. It's a lot of events. It's a lot of socializing, and it's a lot of, I mean, it's just a lot of girls, so I think, you know, some people really like it, some people I've heard really hate it, and it's not for them. And I think for us, I personally probably would get overwhelmed going to every single event, but for me, it was a good balance. Mm-hmm. That we got to go to. We went to some stuff. We didn't go to everything, and I think it was enough time for me, what we did. I mean, I was honestly burnt out. Just, we didn't go to everything by any means, but just the time, I think, one of the days we were there most of the day, and it was just like, you're exhausted. It's a lot of talking and a lot of being on. So I think that was, it was enough for me. But I think, you know, like, I think it's different if you're staying at the hotel, like, because usually everyone's out of town, they're staying at the hotel, you probably feel more obligated to go to stuff because you're already there and you're with everybody. But for us,
it reminds me a lot, because it's, like, really, obviously everyone's bloggers, so everyone, you have, like, different attire for every day. I mean, it's not set, but, like, it's all about the outfits, and you guys probably saw everyone posting their outfits, and everything's very, like, Instagram, like, I forget what word I'm using. What's the word? When it's, like, very Instagrammable. And can you tell I'm tired? And so, like, all the lunches are really pretty, all the parties are really pretty, but it is, like, everyone's, you know, everyone has their different outfits. It reminds you a little bit of, like, Sorority Rush. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, it can be, I think parts of it are good, parts of it can be not so good, but I think it's, like, you get what you put in it. So, yeah, I was good with what we did, and I think that's enough
for me. And some people, like to go to everything, and they enjoy it, and that's fine. Like, I think it's great for them. I personally, like, I can get my social fill by just doing a few things, and that's, like, enough for me for, like, the week. But I also live, you know, I live with somebody, and I think it's different than if you're by yourself, or if you have kids and you're, like, constantly, you're, like, you know, like, you're watching them or you're always doing stuff with them. It's a fun way for you to get out and do stuff yourself. But for me, I, like, that's enough socializing for me. So I think everyone, like I said, I think it's a great event. I think it's a great way to connect with people. But, yeah, I think if, for those of you guys who are wondering, I think that gives, like, a good recap of what it is. But moving on to another topic, we had a request to share some gift ideas?
Like, trendy pieces or gifts to buy for your boyfriend or significant other. So I thought, I mean, I honestly haven't bought that many things for my boyfriend. Anytime we've done, like, celebratory.
Well, you've done, like, thoughtful stuff.
Yeah.
Not, like, get, like, yeah, other gifts.
Yeah. I guess. They've been like not necessarily, I say not necessarily like, here's a shirt or something is what I'm saying. I bought him, so for Christmas I bought him, so this is one of the pieces. I bought him those UGG slippers, but the ones that are like, look like moccasins, and he loves them. I guess my mom saw that I bought those, and then my dad's feet are always cold, so she bought him the exact same pair, and they're both obsessed with them. Like, they both wear them. They have a hard shell on the bottom, so you can wear them out. I mean, I've seen a guy, like an older man at the gym, wearing them, like, out to the gym. I mean, I don't suggest them for the gym, but they're really great because you can, like, walk, you're not confined to that. Like, you don't need to wear them with real clothes, but if they're the kind of person that like to, like, in the winter or their feet are always cold or something, like, put something on and have, like, be able to walk outside to get something, they're great. And they don't look like slippers. I mean, they have the UGG thing inside, but they come in different colors and suede, and I think I got the grayish color, but they just, like, they look nicer than slippers, and they're really comfortable. So anyway, that's one thing. And then a lot of the times we've gone out to dinner, so I'm saying it's not necessarily like, or I've gotten him like a massage or like different things. So those aren't like clothing related, but I can go into some other clothing related things. So one thing I really think is cute is trendy are jogger pants, and obviously they're trendy for girls too, but I love joggers for guys. They have like workout type ones, or they have ones that are like more sweatpant. So I like both. Both are like really cute with tennis shoes or for working out, and I feel like they're like workout pants that look stylish, so, or like comfy clothing that they can wear like to lunch or brunch or on the weekends or to work out. So I think those are always great for lounging or going out. And then those Apple AirPods. I have a pair and I love them, and I feel like they're like really trending right now. So they're more on the pricey side, but they're really great for running. Anyone that likes to work out, or even if you don't work out, they're great for like on the plane or just you can talk on them. So they're really great for that, and they're wireless. Another wireless pair I love are the Beats. I don't know what they're called. Beats 2?
No, Power Beats.
Power Beats. Those are really great too. I think they're probably around the same price, but I like both. Or any wireless pair would be a good gift. I also love the Apple Watch for like, not necessarily for working out, but I like it for, it just looks really sleek, and I know a lot of guys like them. And if they already have a watch, you get them like a strap. They sell a bunch on Amazon or in the Apple Store, they have them, or online. And those are always just to change it up. You can get them a new strap. Or if you want to splurge, you can get them the watch. They have the three generation, or is it three generations, or they have more?
I think it's just three.
Three. So the first one, I think Alexis has the first one still, and it still works just as well.
I just updated the operating system, and it's the same as yours
now. Yeah, it's just not waterproof. But yeah. I have a waterproof one, and I honestly don't use it that much. So you could do that, and it's less expensive. I talked about the slippers. I love the UGG ones, but you could get any other pair. A robe is always really good just for lounging if they like to just hang out. They make like ones obviously that are terry cloth or cotton ones.
UGG has really good ones.
Who?
UGG.
You're like mumbling UGG. So bad.
I'm obviously screaming into this.
Yeah, you just like, I can barely hear you. Anyway.
You're deaf, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think by UGG. I think they make obviously the slippers. They make so many different things now. And then
the Nike IDs are really cool. I think those are fun. You can customize them if you guys haven't done a pair before. I don't think it's anything extra. It's like a certain type of shoe that they have.
Oh, really?
I thought it was extra. Oh, maybe it might be a little more. But it's nothing like, I mean, when you're buying the tennis shoes, I don't think it's that much more. And you can customize, like, basically, I mean, there's certain styles you can do, but you can customize any color. Like, you can do so many colors on the shoe. It's, like, almost overwhelming. Because you're like, oh, my God, if you've never done one. But you can put, you can write something on the back of the shoe. Like, well, depending on the style of the shoe, you can write something custom on there. Something that's kind of cute, or you can just, if they're really into sneakers, I think it's a cute.
I feel like, yeah, you can also get, if you don't want to do the ID, they also make Nike has so many
styles,
and they're cute just with jeans or like the joggers or working out. They have, you know, so many different styles. And then I think anything by Lululemon or Nike, like I feel like they'll like anything by there. They make such great trendy pieces now. Like they have really cute joggers. Like, I know my boyfriend has, I think he got for Christmas, he got, like, 2 pairs of joggers from his family, and he wears them all the time, and they're really cute. And I remember, like, during Christmas, they were, like, sold out. So that tells you how trendy they are. They also have, like, tons of really cute tops and stuff they can wear in and out of the gym. So does Nike. So I think anything by them is really good. And then I think a Henley or a good V-neck is always a cute gift because they can wear it every day. And I feel like those are always in style. So anything but I think any of those would be great gifts.
Yeah, I agree. Or it doesn't have to be a boyfriend. It could be like your dad or...
Well, I said significant other, but they're good gifts for your dad,
brother,
too.
Brother, dad. I mean, Father's Day isn't coming up for a while. But speaking of Father's Day, Mother's Day is coming up, and I've already had a few people ask if we're going to be doing a blog post on gift ideas, and we will be later this week, so stay tuned. But to share some ideas with you guys, if you guys are already trying to shop, we came up with a few ideas, so those are going to be our favorites for this week. And I'll share a few, and then Sam can give a few. So similar to the gifts for your boyfriend, I think a robe is always a great gift because they're just comfy. You can lounge them at home. You don't have to be, like, just, like, out of the shower. It can be, like, at night or, like, you can use them all year, too. So then there's something so nice. They come in, like, longer and shorter styles. So be sure to check the blog post for this podcast episode because I'm going to link a few in there that I like. And then I think a candle is always a great gift because who doesn't love candles? And another gift that's not like a tangible item is I think a manicure, pedicure is always, I mean, I know.
Or like a spa day.
Yeah. Well, I know if you were going to share that, so I don't want to share yours.
Okay. But that was one of mine.
So yeah, manicure, mani-pedi. I know our mom loves nails. So that's a great gift for her. And who doesn't want their nails done? So I think those are great. Three great gift ideas. And I'll let Sam share hers.
Well, I think also some of the ones I applied for, like the significant other apply, I think like any of those, the Fitbits or the Apple Watches are great, or the slippers by UGG. Those are really good. If you're like, I know my mom, she loves slippers, but she likes like a certain kind. I mean, maybe she'd wear the UGG ones, but like I said about the guys, anything UGG related, they make such soft things. They make clothes, like put loungewear too, that's really soft. So. And they make really cute shoes, too.
Yeah, regularly.
Another thing we've talked about them before, the Everly rings. We got those for our mom last year, and she wears them all the time. They're not real diamond, but they really look real. And they're great. It's not costume jewelry. It's like, I don't know.
They're travel rings.
They're travel rings.
Well, we have a whole blog post on them if you search Everly rings on our blog, and it talks all about what they are, what styles are our favorites. We have like close up images of all of them, and then we have a code for 15% off. It's DDOSE, DDOSE, and you can get 15% off on their website if you use that code. And if you go to the blog post, which I'll link in this blog post, you can read all about them in more detail, but we love those rings. We post them all the time, and we wear them all the time, and our mom does too.
And I think other things we love are just a really cute necklace, like layering necklaces or dainty necklaces are really cute, or like a cute pair of statement earrings. We've gotten that for our mom over the years. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's really cute is like a little coin. I don't know what you call it. It's like a little card case, and some of them come with the keychain to dangle off your keys, or they come without it, but it's just so great. You can personalize, you can go somewhere and get them personalized, or sometimes companies do that for you, like where you buy it, and you can put their initials on it or monogram it, or you can just give it to them with nothing, just a leather one. And I use mine all the time just to put credit cards in there on the go instead of taking a big wallet with me. And
yeah, honestly, I never use my wallet anymore.
So I have a nice wallet and I never use it. It just has cash in there. And even in Mexico, I was like stuffing my cash in this little credit card case because that's like what I use. And even if they don't use that every day, it's great for going on trips because you can just put your room card in there, your room key, and like your credit card, whatever you need for like the trip, and you can just take that with you everywhere. So yeah, I think those are all my gift ideas. Do you have anything else, Alexis?
I don't think so. I think we'll be, like I said, we're going to be sharing a post on Thursday with a bunch of ideas. So, more ideas. So, I think those are all for me.
Yes. So, this is a shorter episode, but we wanted to get it in for you guys. So.
Yeah, it's a little shorter.
But hopefully that helps. I know you guys have been asking for your road trips. I know it's not probably won't cover your full road trip this week, but hopefully next week will be a little bit longer. But we just wanted to get something up for you guys. So stay tuned. Hope we'll be back quicker next time for our next episode. So stay tuned. But thank you guys so much for listening and supporting us. Once again, if you guys could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, just search it where you guys found this episode and rate and review us. That'd be so helpful. And yeah, that's pretty much it. But thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.